From Cortland, New York, America's smallest small city, it's the Nerd Bomber Podcast, featuring the best news, entertainment, and related discussion that pop culture has to offer. And now, your hosts and experts in anti-social media, Just Jamie and your friend Claude! Ladies, gentlemen, millennials, welcome to the Nerd Bomber Podcast presents Nerdsplaining. I am your friend Claude, and today I am going to be talking to a woman who is multi-talented and making her way in the arenas of cosplay and modeling, as well as being an on-camera YouTube personality. So without further ado, here's my interview with the host of the Static Realms Music Hour, the one, the only, Electrish. Hi there.
Hi. Hey, Claude. How are you?
I'm excited. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Great. So welcome to the show. I really appreciate you coming on today.
I appreciate you having me on your podcast.
Oh, I'm very happy to do so. What do you say we dive right in?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, let's start by talking about your nerd credentials. In other words, let the audience know who you are and what you have going on currently.
All right, so I'm Electrish, and I have been cosplaying since about 2015. I've been modeling for the past 3 years very regularly, and I recently became the host of Static Realms Music Hour, which is a online show for music and 80s retro stuff, and it's really fun.
Yeah, I love it so much. It's kind of like...
Thank you.
Everything MTV used to be, and we all wish it
exactly.
Still was.
Exactly.
Is it weird that 2015 is already half a decade ago?
It's so strange. But, you know, they say that things happen in decades, so...
Right.
Maybe soon we'll have a big thing in life to talk about.
Right. Wouldn't that be
in the next 5 years?
A nice distraction?
Yep. It sure would be.
Well, how did you become interested in cosplay specifically, and what inspired you to take the plunge into actually dressing up?
I would say that I've been interested in cosplay since before I knew what cosplay was. So when I was a kid, I was always interested in dressing up and, you know, wearing costumes and doing things like that. But as I got older, I started becoming really thematic whenever I went to parties, like, you know, like especially holiday or Halloween parties.
Right.
I sort of always found a way to dress up in general and just, you know, put outfits together. So when I got into cosplay, I started small and I started with characters that I liked, and it just felt so right that I just kept doing it.
Oh, that's great.
And I just became obsessed with it. Yeah. So just kept doing it.
Nice. Was there any sort of refinement process involved? It kind of seems like you've come a long way to get to where you are now.
I really have. It started out small, like I said, and I was just dressing up for fun and dressing up kind of casually and choosing characters that I knew would be easy for me to dress up as. Luckily for me, a lot of characters that I like are easy to become for me, because it's kind of like, you know, it's just characters that I've always loved and I kind of can pull off the look of. But then I started getting more involved in it and trying new things and trying to come up with different ideas and be as creative as I could with it. And I've just put so much time and effort into it in the past few years that it shows now a lot more.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Totally. Did you have, like, is that something you had to kind of keep on the down low at first at all? Or did you have, like, support from the beginning?
I kind of just did it for myself, and I've always attacked it that way. I've always just enjoyed dressing up in general, so cosplay just kind of came naturally to me. And people didn't really understand what I was doing at first,
right.
And they were like, what? It was just so fun to do for me that I just kept doing it and doing it. And then I realized that cosplay is actually more accepted than I had expected. So dressing up was just an extension of the way that I was already dressing up in my normal life. So it was really cool.
Yeah, it's definitely exploded in probably the last decade or so. especially.
Definitely.
All right, let's play Sophie's Choice here, where I make you choose your favorite child, so to speak, if you're okay. willing. So, which of your costumes would you say you're most proud of so far?
I would say that although I do love all of my costumes, and I have quite a few now, I would say that my favorite child, as you put it, would be my Batgirl cosplay, my original Batgirl cosplay, because that was a bigger one that I had decided to try, and I had always wanted to do that cosplay, and I never had the courage to try. And once I started trying, I got more involved in spending a lot of time on putting it together and painting and sewing, and I just went on a roll with it. And I remember trying it on. I was living with my dad at the time. I remember trying it on and kind of asking my dad his opinion. And he's like, just, you're killing it. Keep doing it.
Oh, that's awesome that you had support.
And I was like, okay, dad, thanks. Yeah, my dad was very supportive. He's a musician, so he kind of, you know, he gets it. He's like, yeah, be creative.
Right.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Yeah, that really is. Did you ever do a costume for a character that you were maybe a bit more hesitant or even nervous about?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous about doing characters like Catwoman or like very sexy characters because that's it's hard to be bold when like, you know, you don't know how people are gonna look at you.
Yeah.
But over the years, I've just become much more confident and putting my own kind of take on each character. And it's so much fun. You know, I have so much fun doing it. I just can't stop doing it. So,
yeah, that's great. You should ride that as long as you can, you know?
Absolutely. That's the plan.
Well, speaking of characters, let's go back a little bit to your formative years. And tell us a bit about your nerdy journey overall and what comic and cartoon and movie characters made the biggest impression on you.
Okay, so it all started with The Little Mermaid, also known as Ariel.
Oh.
I fell in love with Ariel and The Little Mermaid from the moment I saw it to present day. I still love The Little Mermaid and Ariel, the character. She's great. She's a strong character, and she fights for love, and she's just beautiful. And I really loved Ariel so much that when I was a kid, you know, I kind of like already knew I wanted to be her one day. And I also was really inspired by Batman the Animated Series when I was a little bit older, and the X-Men Fox show was amazing, and a lot of characters like that. The superheroes, especially when I started reading comics, I shifted towards that, and you know, it became a part of my everyday life. It's great that I can just become these characters now in my adult life that I've always loved.
Absolutely. Well, staying on the topic of your adult life, tell us a bit about how you got hooked up with Static Realms.
Yeah, so Static Realms, which I've been doing most recently, I saw the channel actually on YouTube in the past before I became involved with the show, and I was always a fan of the style, and it's just so fun, and the music, of course, is amazing. And since right before quarantine started, I got to know Eddie Lovecraft, and he's the creator of the channel, and he's behind the scenes, and he asked me if I wanted to be part of the show, and I was nervous at first because I'd never hosted anything. So that was a first for me.
Wow, thrown right
and
in there.
Yeah, I was kind of hesitant at first, but you know, he was very supportive, and he kind of like, he said, well, if you don't want to do it, I'm gonna get somebody else. And I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna do it. So I did it, and I'm so happy that I got the opportunity, because just like cosplay, it's something that I've been enjoying so much. It's great to be creative in spite of, you know, the current condition in the world right now. So I'm having a lot of fun with Static Realms.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's really helpful to have something like that to look forward to, and that's kind of engrossing.
Absolutely. It definitely gives me that same feeling of nostalgia, you know, from the days that I would watch MTV and kind of get lost in that, the music, and I definitely am grateful for that through Static Realms.
You know, in listening to you discuss your role in the show, I'm curious if there's ever been a particular host that's influenced you and your style and your approach, and maybe, you know, made a really big impression on you, or maybe you patterned yourself after in some way?
So I remember seeing Lady Verana, the original host, and she is amazing.
Yeah.
She's so fun. She's beautiful. And, you know, she definitely inspired me, but the great thing is that I get to be myself with Static Realms as opposed to cosplay, so I kind of can bring my own style to it, and I'm just kind of dressing up as I would if I were able to outside of cosplay.
Yeah, so it's like a whole different dressing up style.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
It definitely sounds like fun. Trish, I'm actually really curious now about what excites you the most when it comes to the actual process of hosting Static Realms.
So what I would say excites me the most is that I'm actually able to speak with these musicians, these talented artists and bands, and you know, get their music out there and inspire that feeling that I keep going back to, that, you know, when I would see MTV and listen to the music, I'd be dancing around in my living room and, you know, just being inspired by what I saw. And I'm feeling the same thing right now through Static Realms, and being a host of Static Realms is just, it's so much fun for me.
Yeah, it's like you never know who's going to unlock that feeling next.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. I've got to know, though, have there been any particularly bizarre or embarrassing moments behind the scenes?
So when we were filming the first episode, so we were using these like really bad stands to hold up the TVs that we use
right.
on the show. You know, because they're box TVs, and I almost knocked one over, and it was kind of like on film. We got it, and I was just like, my face. It was just funny. It was really funny. So actually, Eddie wanted to use that in the original one, and I was like, no way, because I almost knocked the TV over. And other than that, since we usually film at my apartment, so okay. My cats love to make their appearance known, and they love to make an entrance, and it's usually like in the middle of me reading interview questions or giving an introduction for a band, and I'm trying to remember what I'm supposed to say, and then my cat will just kind of like jump on me or like knock me over. It's really funny.
Even your pets have the performance bug, it seems like.
It seems like they do, yeah.
So I'm guessing that somewhere out there, there's a blooper reel full of near misses and animal attacks.
Oh, there's probably just as much content out there of me making mistakes as there is, you know, being professional and remembering what I'm supposed to be saying.
Right. Well, I mean, that's part of the process, right?
Yeah.
Well, as we near the home stretch here, let's talk about some of your goals for the future and maybe how you want to grow as both a performer and a content creator.
Yeah, so like I said before, I'd never hosted anything, but being able to put my own kind of flair to something on film is something that I've never done before. So I would like to do more acting or themed shorts or videos in cosplay as well.
Right.
And, you know, and with Static Realms, I'd love to go live and see live shows and do some interviews out there in the world. That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Live events out in the world. I forgot that was a thing for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely want to go to live shows and do some live interviews with some of the artists that we've had, because, you know, they're just so great.
Right. And be kind of in their world and their element for a change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd definitely be great someday. Give us some homework, if you would. Let us know if you have an all-time favorite song or artist, or if there's anything in particular that you think people should really check out.
So it's a tough question to say my favorite song of all time. So this is not my favorite song of all time. However, this is a song that I was introduced to and I just fell in love with and I listen to almost every day. And that's Charlie Sexton. The song is called Beats So Lonely.
Okay.
He's from the 80s as well, but he is not well known, and he's so talented. His voice is amazing, very talented guitar player, and I feel like everyone should hear that song because it just makes you feel good.
A lesser known gem from the 80s just scores you all the brownie points right there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. As you know, we love the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, it's not probably a requirement, but it certainly helps to kind of get the vibe of the show and, you know, really truly appreciate the aesthetic of it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I will definitely check that song out. And it sounds like everyone listening to this would do the same thing if they knew it was good for them. But once that's done, where can we all go to find you and your body of work?
So on social media, I would say Instagram is my go-to. So that's @electrish. I also have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/electrishcosplay. And I also am on staticrealms.com, and you can find all the additional information for Static Realms either on Instagram or on the website itself.
Great. Hey. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. And it's been
I
really
appreciate
cool.
you asking me. I really do.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again, Trish, and best of luck in everything going forward.
Thanks. You too, Claude.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for this installment of Nerd Bomber Podcast Presents Nerdsplaining. Thanks again to Electrish for coming on the show. And remember to check her out on Instagram at Electrish, Facebook at Electrish Cosplay, OnlyFans at Electrish85, as well as Static Realms, which is at Static Realms on Instagram and YouTube, and of course, staticrealms.com. I have been your friend Claude,
and I will see you on the next Nerd Bomber Podcast.
The Nerd Bomber Podcast is a Ghost Factory Internet production brought to you by the WHAM Network.
You little Nerd Bomber.